We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
All right, the Houston Astros taking the podium, speaking to the media. Owner Jim Crane, manager Dusty Baker, third baseman Alex Bregman, second baseman Jose Altuve on the sign-stealing scandal, and it's not going well.
It's not playing well, man. I'm sorry for your team.
Well, I mean,
I know you're. This has nothing to do. I really, it's you're going to be the brunt of a lot of vitriol, maybe in this area, which is not fair to you. It isn't. But your guys.
No, I totally did it all.
I know. But this is one of
it's bad
in PR things that have happened in PR. This might be the worst I've ever seen in sports. Sports history.
It's defending the indefensible and impossible is what they're trying to do. And there is no defense
for
it.
So
don't even try to.
Just wait until you hear Bregman.
Okay, we'll hear him right now.
I'm really sorry about the choices that were made by my team, by the organization, and by me. I've learned from this, and I hope to regain the trust of baseball fans. I would also like to thank the Astros fans for all of their support. We as a team are totally focused on moving forward to the 2020 season. Thank you.
Good F. Thanking God.
Wow.
How many times did he practice that in the mirror last night? Did they all stand around with each other?
Yeah.
With the lawyers? They all sat around with the lawyers.
His
hands were calculated. There was no conviction, no passion, no ownership, no sincerity, zero remorse whatsoever. That guy is a joke. He is a gutter trash baseball player and should be kicked out of the league. There, I said it. Done.
Well, let's see Altuve, too, because combined their statements only lasted 69 seconds.
But there is something with what Bregman is saying that you can't ignore. I hope to win back the trust of baseball fans.
Done. You're done. You're done forever.
You're not going to do that,
ever.
Brother.
Ever, man.
No.
You pompous, petulant little brat.
Well, why was it pompous and petulant?
Arrogant. Immature.
That statement was?
Arrogant, immature,
I don't think he was contrite at all. I mean,
it was pompous and it was petulant.
Geez.
100%. All of it was looking at it is like, I am better than this. I'm only out here because they told me I had to. And I practiced this with my lawyer. I have zero remorse, zero conviction. Where's my money and my free agent contract coming soon?
You know, here's my thing about this. And the one question that I have,
I love having a new favorite guy to hate.
How much do you think that lawsuit is playing into them guarding what they're saying?
I don't care.
You know, because, well, I mean, lawyers will tell you that, you know, it'll not go well for them if they go full in and lean in. Like, I have that question in my mind. And then I also have the question of maybe they have the thought process of no matter what we say, people are still going to be upset. And so just say, screw it. And neither one of those is acceptable, but I'm just trying to figure out if you're going to handle it this way, which is so bad. Why did you go down this road?
They should have just let it happen and then had everybody yell at them waiting for them to say something.
I think that's what they're doing. That's kind of what they're doing.
No, this is way worse.
You'll yell at us and
it's way worse.
You know, hopefully it goes away. It won't.
Well, this isn't going to go away.
It won't. Not at all.
This might take down. I mean, I'm going extreme here. This is going to go all the way to Rob Manfred. All the way to the point where you're going to get.
Well, that's what I was saying earlier.
Yeah.
Manfred has culpability in this, too, because
yes,
10
does.
To 12 other
yes,
teams reported it and he did nothing.
Yes, he does. We've seen coaches fired for a lot worse. Fired. People losing their jobs. Fired. Okay, this is you don't get to be the owner of a team and say, oh, it was all them. Oh, I'm out of sight, out of mind. I put these guys in charge. You know, it's not my responsibility. It's these two guys. He only threw two guys under the bus.
Yeah, he probably should have thrown Cora and Beltran under the bus, too.
He didn't do any of that.
would have been a smarter move.
How do you live with yourself? Well, maybe he just cashes his money.
Well, these guys are so insular, too. I mean, you hear Alex Bregman, thank you to the Astros fans for their support. Like, all they're hearing is a bunch of yes men and people that are...
Well,
like,
they're living in their Houston bubble, too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. They're in an insular bubble where all they hear is the positive feedback, so they don't think that this is that bad.
Well, wait till they go on the road this year. Wait till that first road trip.
Wait till they're at home and they get booed.
Oh, please. Houston's not going to do that to them. Their fans are going to be...
There will be some fans that do.
There may be a few, but most of them are going to support them no matter what. That's fandom. I can't expect fans to figure that out.
Well, thank you for that. Here's Jose Altuve. He actually found a way to be shorter than Alex Bregman in his apology. Wait, I don't even if the... I'm going to statement, not apology.
I also will be brief. We had a great team meeting last night. And I want to say that the whole Astros organization and the team feel bad about what happened in 2017. We especially feel remorse for the impact in our fans and the game of baseball. And our team is determined to move forward, to play with intensity, and to bring back a championship to Houston in 2020. Thank you.
Oh.
Okay, well, that was at least a little better.
It's a little better, but here's the big problem I have is he said we're sorry for impacting the game of baseball, but their owner said this.
Listen, the Yankees have had a few comments out there. You know, our opinion is, you know, that this didn't impact the game. We had a good team. We won the World Series, and we'll leave it at that.
Oh, my God. That's the worst one we've heard.
His player just came out and said, we're sorry that it impacted the game, and then he said he didn't think it impacted the game.
How was this man given a microphone?
Oh.
They also, like, I think I retweeted Damian Woody said.
That's so bad.
It's like every one of these PR people should be fired. All their lawyers should be fired. Gutted. Rob, man,
Jim
I think
Crane,
they should,
oh, yeah, that's
if they don't
amazing.
Strip, at this point, is it the only way to do this and fix this? Is to suspend the players for this season and bring in all new people and rip them of their World Series, which you can't ever take it away in the history books, but you could just rip their rings away and rip it out.
Yeah.
Because they ain't doing and if it happened, and if Boston comes out the same thing, do it to them. Same damn thing.
You think that, you think my World Series 2017 becomes a collector's item then?
I think it does.
My t-shirt?
I think it does.
My t-shirt
you
does?
You put your own patch on it. I'm going to start selling cheater patches. You can just sew them right into all those jerseys you got at home. You know, instead of that BioFreeze patch you got in your corner, we're just going to put hashtag
Blazer jersey.
Super cheaters.
Super cheaters, huh?
Yeah, the one that bothers me the most is, where is George Springer in all of this? Where is he?
I did see on MLB Network they were sticking a microphone in front of his face.
Yeah,
in the
locker
clubhouse.
Room is open now.
We had a great team meeting last night. How great was it, Jose? With your lawyers? Was it really good? Did you guys sit around and did you practice in front of the mirror, Bregman?
Kumbaya. Yeah.
In no way. Like, this is not a joke at all. This is not a joke in no way, shape, or form. And so I hope he doesn't get blasted for this. But remember how we talked about George Springer has a stuttering problem?
And I did not know this.
Well, we talked about it after he did the interview in the outfield during the All-Star game.
Yeah, but I had forgotten. Okay. I had forgotten. It
he
had
has
slipped
that,
my mind
He
about
has that.
That
stuttering problem. He's probably going to get blasted because when he gets nervous, he stutters a lot more. And that's going to suck for him. And I'll feel bad for him on that. But that's about all I'm going to feel bad about in this whole situation. And I'll leave it at that. I think it should be known, though, that before his audio comes out like that, that's a legitimate issue that he has, which, boy, this whole thing's going to be. It's going to be all day, wall to wall. And wouldn't this be the day, if you're baseball, though, to slip the punishment to the Red Sox out?
Sure would.
Just get it all out of the way.
Yeah.
Just say, we're in, pushing all in.
And I said this earlier, I don't know why this one's getting to me so much. It's more than anyone has ever happened with sports. Usually I can let a few things slide. This one is really, I just love baseball so much, and it hurts. It hurts to hear that. Come on, I'm realistic. I'm not going to take it to the point where it's going to end all see all. But this is bad for the growth of the game. And everybody that says that baseball's dying and all this stuff like that, it's not dying. But this definitely does not help from top to bottom when we look at role models. And I don't think this isn't the Charles Barkley thing of going, let's look at role models at the highest level. Just be realistic that this is not about what it is to play a great game. Well, this is about business, ruthless money, and doing whatever you can to become billionaires. And your league just put that out for everybody to watch. And sometimes reality is a little hard to deal with.
Ooh, tough question here. What's going to be worse, or what will be worse this year? Wearing an Astros hat or a MAGA hat in a baseball stadium? Ooh, the whole Larry David treatment. If you don't want people to talk to you,
that's a great
wear an Astros hat.
We might have to see a whole Curb Your Enthusiasm one where he just goes around wearing an Astros jersey in other places in the country.
You know what? Let's go up to we'll go up to a Mariners game and we'll all wear the Astros hat. And then one of you two wear the MAGA hat and we'll sit next to each other and we'll see what happens. I bet nobody sits within 6 rows of us. We'll be fine. We'll be have all the foul balls.
I am terrified in this city if I wore a MAGA hat. Maybe not just terrified. For my life.
I think it just depends what part of town
just
you're
like
in.
Hold, you hold the phone.
Like
cam.
If you're Larry David.
Well,
if you
look
don't,
at
if
me, I'm a
6'5",
bald redhead.
Yeah, that is true.
And if I put a MAGA hat on and go to a Starbucks or a coffee shop and you were filming me, what do you think would happen to me?
I think it wouldn't go over well.
Can we just play the fun game of Cam's not leaving that coffee shop with any limbs?
I think you would. You've got a lot of grit.
But I can't fight all those hipsters, man. They bite.
Be drawn and quartered by bicycles.
In their scarves. Their scarves and
hey, let's do this fun game and film and see who wants to sit next to Cam if he wears a MAGA hat.
Yeah, that.
Jeez.
I would actually like to film that game.
Right. Would you? I'm not putting
I don't
want to
play
the
game. I want to see what happens.
Anyways, this is a long way around. The Astros are not handling this well. Astros not handling this well at all. Not one bit. I'll just laugh my way through it. It hurts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.